Hi, and welcome to this very special episode of The Cyber Show. This is our first of our Cyber Show Kids. We'll be bringing a lot of stakeholders into play, not just parents who give consent for their kids to join in, or teachers who are keen to learn more about the safe use of technology, but psychologists and technologists on the front line of keeping our kids safe. In these early episodes, however, it's time for the grown-ups to step aside and let younger voices have their say. Today, we'll be listening to their thoughts on gadget use, who supervises use, and getting some of their own thoughts on the benefits and hazards of computer tech. As all wannabe villains know, according to point 12 of Peter Ansbach's 1966 operations manual for evil overlords, one of my advisors will be an average 5-year-old child. Any flaws in my plan that he is able to spot will be corrected before implementation. We take that advice to heart here at the Cyber Show, hence our consultant committee comprises of these minds of above average insight. We hope to lead by example, encouraging our governments and corporations to boost the average IQ of their members through similar means. What's the state of play with tech, at home and at school, for our youngsters? What kinds of gadgets are appropriate, and when? What about scary things online? Is it all good fun? And who talks to young people about tech? How do they learn? What does the future hold as they grow up?
What do you think of the Cyber Show?
It's good.
What's the Cyber Show about?
It's about when you talk about sensible stuff.
Well, what we talk about is computers, isn't it?
Yes.
And how computers make people feel?
Yes.
How old are you now?
Seven.
Seven. Do you think that a 7-year-old girl knows a lot about computers and phones and things?
No.
Hi, Dee, is that right?
Yeah.
How old are you, Dee?
13.
You use computers a lot at school?
Yeah.
Tell me a bit about that.
We all have our own computer and we use it in most lessons except art. We'll do all our work on that, like writing and stuff.
What's your name?
Cousin Muscles.
And how old are you, Cousin Muscles?
6.
Who's your favourite superhero?
I don't do superheroes anymore.
You don't do super? You're so grown up that you don't do superheroes anymore?
Yeah, I only like bad guys now.
It's to do with the internet?
Yeah.
Do you have that at school?
No. I just get on the tablet and it talks like this. Oh,
the tablet talks?
The internet of the tablet talks.
Okay. An actual voice comes out of it and talks to it.
Yeah, I think so.
Do your teachers use the tablets for showing you pictures and words and things like that?
They show us pictures of us in a school trip and they show us what to do at maths lessons.
And for maths lessons as well?
Sometimes.
And what do you like about computers?
The only thing that I know is I play games.
You play games? Okay. And how old are you?
5.
And you play games on a computer already?
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
Really good. Tell me, when you think about computers, what do you feel about them?
I feel like they're a good way to learn, to survive in the wild, in post-apocalyptic world.
Well, hang on, what do you mean? So computers will help you survive a post-apocalyptic world?
So,
tell me about your computers at school.
They're rubbish because they go onto Google.
Oh, don't you like that?
No, it's bad.
If you had a choice sometimes between working alone on the computer or working with a teacher and talking to them more face-to-face, what would you prefer?
Alone.
So you find that just being able to be on the computer and get on with your own work at your own pace is quite a good thing?
Yeah.
Is it through typing on a keyboard or is it through mainly sort of interaction on a screen with using your fingers and stuff?
Typing.
When did you learn to type, Dee?
I don't know. I can't remember.
It's just something that's just crept up on you. You just figured that. Are you like me? Are you like a two-finger typer like that, or do you use all your fingers?
I don't use the placement, but I use all my fingers, but like move my hands.
And what if you look away? Can you touch type? Can you look at just the screen and then the fingers go to the right places?
No.
No, you still look when you're typing.
Yeah.
Because they teach you how to build tools and hunt and fight animal and to fight other people, so you know what to do if you're under attack.
So you mean it's a great educational tool even in a disaster situation? So long as you have a computer, yeah. You have all of the knowledge at your fingertips.
What's the name of the computer that you've got in your playroom?
Raspberry Pi.
Yeah, I've got a Raspberry Pi too. I've got 3 Raspberry Pis.
What?
Yeah, for playing games on. What do you use computers for?
For hacking messages.
Yeah. You've sent email messages to your teachers, haven't you?
Yeah.
And you did that on a proper computer with a proper keyboard.
I know that.
Yeah.
Hacking, you got to hack proper messages, like saying, shut down. Please shut down and be destroyed.
Do you use any other things?
Xbox.
So an Xbox is a computer, did you know that?
What?
Yeah, it's a computer in a box. Yeah. In an Xbox.
Uh-huh.
So at 5, you're already using a computer and an Xbox.
Yes.
Like we have movie night.
Oh, yeah. Well, you love movies, don't you?
Yeah, but my favourite movie was The Mask.
The Mask?
The legendary mask and The Cat in the Hat.
And Cat in and the Hat. Well, that's Dr. Zeus. You've got loads of movies that are your favourites. You're a bit of a movie buff, you are. But you always watch them with your mum and dad, don't you, on the big screen?
Yeah, the Mask was one of them. And The Cat in the Hat was one of them. The legendary Cat in the Hat.
Do you watch movies on a tablet on your own sometimes?
A lot, but I do it on a computer most of the time. I do on computers. But on tablets, I also listen to songs. Like one of my, like this, like a good one, like Shotgun.
Tell me about that.
Like, home, home, alligator, see you later, I'll hit the road. Shotgun underneath the hot sun.
So you love songs on the tablets. Do you listen to them with headphones, or do you listen to them coming out of the speakers on the tablet?
Sometimes yes, sometimes no.
So how do you feel about computers in the workplace or in the school?
They're good because you can search stuff, help you with your learning and grades if you want to get into really good jobs, pay you a lot. They can help you keep your job, help you, like, search stuff, and they can help you learn about how to do stuff in life.
What do you type on your messages?
PP.
You just type rude messages all the time?
Oh, no. Love ones.
Do you think your writing is better than your typing, or is your typing better than your writing?
Both.
Oh, they're both good, aren't they? Your writing and your typing are good.
Yeah, so that's why you got to make sure that your sentences are all good and make sure that someone can read them.
Proper sentences.
Yeah.
And you learned how to type that way, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Does a computer help you learn things sometimes?
No, sometimes writing.
Really, you prefer to write it with your own hand?
And
hacking as well. Have you got your own computer?
Yeah, it's just like that.
Okay, tell me about that then. What things does that do?
Well, just, you know, playing games or painting.
Painting?
Yeah, painting.
Yeah, you like painting on it, don't you?
Yeah.
And what else? There's another thing on it that I think you like quite a lot.
Music!
It's good for music, isn't it? You've got it set up for some of your favourite music.
One time I learned it with Mrs. Wood. We had to do it with our fingers, but I can't remember how to do it. So I just press this and keep on going when I'm typing.
Does it help you to learn the letters by doing that?
No.
Learn words and the shapes of letters. Do you think it helps you to learn to read, to have a computer, a tablet?
It helps me to learn piano.
How do you practice piano on a tablet? Have you got like a keyboard app?
It has notes.
It has notes, and you hear the notes when you press them on the tablet.
It has A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
So you use tablets for learning writing and reading and learning music.
I listen to Jungle Book.
Yeah.
Songs, and I listen to the songs that I need need to learn. So shotgun is what I needed to learn for my centre stage.
So you like doing shows?
Okay. And the other show that I did before shotgun was A Whole New World.
Mm-hmm.
Very hard. The show was amazing.
When did you get your own tablet?
When I was like 5.
Was that like an iPad or something like that?
iPad. And then when I was like probably like 11, I got my own computer. And then when I was 12, I got a phone.
Your first computer, was that like a desktop with a separate screen and keyboard and stuff? No?
Just like a, I don't know, like just a one you can, like a portable one.
Laptop. And how long did you have that one for?
It broke like a year ago and now I have a new one.
Okay, so you've still got a laptop and you still use that laptop.
Yeah.
What sort of things do you use it for? Is it like sort of online shopping or what?
I watch shows and I just watch stuff on it basically. Listen to music.
And you prefer that, is it because it's got a bigger screen and it's better for watching movies on than a phone?
Yeah.
So if I was to sort of analyse your technology usage, you'd say roughly phone for talking to people or communicating with friends, laptop for media entertainment, for shows, music and movies, and a desktop. Do you ever use like a sort of serious sit-down desktop type computer?
No.
No, okay.
And what can you do on your games? Can you load them up and play them?
Yes.
What else do you do on a computer?
I get another games on Xbox Game Pass.
That's good. What's your favourite game?
Minecraft, but I don't have Minecraft on there, but it actually is my favourite game.
She teaches us on iPads.
Okay.
iPads, Beatbox, Scratch, and these different games that we play, the spelling, and she does the spelling test.
So what do you currently use computers for?
I use computers for some programmings in Scratch, music, facts and games, and to learn about stuff like the Titanic and to master.
That's really cool. So you see it as both an entertainment tool and an educational tool. That's really good.
Did your teachers ever talk to you about how spending too much time on the computer or if that would be bad for you or anything like that?
Not really.
We have to learn from teachers.
What do the teachers say about computers and phones?
Well, I just made mine up.
How do you mean made it up?
Yeah, by myself.
Oh, you learned things by yourself?
Yes.
What, by watching Mummy and Daddy or by watching your teachers?
Just me, thinking.
Just you thinking, like you're a philosopher. You're thinking things on your own. Well, that's very good. It's always, is it a good idea to think things for yourself?
Yes.
I think it's a definite yes that you should think things for yourself. But sometimes, what if grown-ups know important things about computers and phones?
Listen to them.
Okay, because could they be dangerous?
Well, some can, and some phones can.
Yeah. From who did you learn about technology from mostly? Was it from teachers, parents or mates?
My parents, probably.
They've been quite instructive and helping you figure out phones and laptops and stuff like that.
Yeah, because I had like an iPad when I was younger, so I knew how to use it and stuff.
So if you're on your iPad, how long do you spend on the iPad?
Until it runs out of battery.
Until the battery runs out?
Or until I'm having a play day.
Okay.
I don't do it when my friends are here.
Mm-hmm.
But we do it if we're having a sleepover, like we have movie night.
Did anyone else ever, did your mum ever nag you, or did anyone ever say, hey, get off the computer, you've been on there too long, or that sort of thing?
Not really the computer, just my phone.
Tell me more about phones.
You cannot use phones if you get a bad one, put it in the bin so that you don't get stuck on it.
Okay. Why do people get stuck on their phones, do you think?
It's because they find Doom.
Doom?
Yeah.
They find Doom on their phones.
Yeah.
And then they get stuck with watching the Doom.
Yeah.
Have you got a phone?
My sister has.
Your sister's got a phone.
I haven't.
But you haven't got one.
I'm six. 6 year olds don't have a phone.
Because you're too young.
Did you say that you know some boys or girls that have got phones?
Yeah, the ones that we saw down the train track were having their phones.
Oh, yeah, the ones that we saw at the train station yesterday, I said, look, everybody's on their phones. They were like zombies, or I call them zombies, where they were just like all just looking at it. But
yeah, there were two.
There were two girls and two boys. Did they seem happy or sad?
Sad.
How many hours a day do you think you spend on the phone?
On a school day, probably like 3 or 4. And any other day, probably like over 5.
Okay. Is that too much, or do you think too much, or not enough, or you could tolerate more, or what?
I think that's too much, but I probably wouldn't stop there.
What about talking to other people with phones and tablets? Do you do that if your granny or granddad call, or if friends call and things like that?
Yeah.
Because I've talked to you on the phone loads of times, and you seem very good at using the phone.
Yeah. I don't press that red button.
The red button, is that the one that stops it?
Yeah. I don't do the numbers, I just ask them to do the numbers, and I like watching them to see what the numbers are. Because I never knew what their numbers are.
Ah, can you call somebody on the phone by typing the numbers in? Do you know how to do that yet? Or by finding their name on the phone? Can you call somebody?
Their numbers for calling is in the book. It's over in that book.
It's in that book.
7220848722. Because I was going to Legoland, and there was a lot of people there. And if I got lost, and I could say, I know my dad's phone number, and it would be in my book because I brand it, all the people, and it has my family's phone numbers. Mm. It has my dad's cousin's phone number.
Brilliant. That's amazing. So you can know them in an emergency. Do you know any other numbers to call in an emergency? Do you know what the number is to call the police or an ambulance?
999 we're talking about.
Yeah, good.
So phones ever make people happy?
No.
Never?
Well, sometimes. Not all the time. Or you'll be stuck like a chav.
You'll be stuck like a chav on your phone? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not good, are they, like that?
Yeah, so that's why we recycle them if they're bad, and if they are good, you can keep them.
I'm sure you know what the word addiction means, that, you know, people get addicted to drugs or alcohol or, you know, all sorts of things. But do you ever think, oh my goodness, I'm kind of addicted to my phone, I'm dependent on it?
People say that to me, but I don't think.
What do you say if you call 999 if there's a problem?
You say which emergency do you need, and you say which one you need, like the life safety people, or the police, or the ambulance.
Brilliant.
Or the fire brigade.
So phones are very useful to have for that, isn't it, if you need to get help from
someone. But not for TikTok. Not for TikTok.
TikTok doesn't help people.
Well, sometimes it does if you search up how to draw.
Maybe it could be useful. Might be able to help you. In terms of screen time, do you ever think, oh, I'm really tired out with screen time, I've had too much, I just want to get out and do things?
I get bored, but, like, that's it.
Yeah, what does that feel, that sensation of boredom? Is it boredom with the content that's on there and the things that you're doing? Or do you just sort of, do you actually feel physically restless of, like, I just want to put this thing down and go and do something else now?
It's like on Instagram, just scrolling through, basically seeing everything. Everything else is the same, so there's nothing else to do.
That's an interesting thing. So you've seen it all. It's like you've seen the whole internet and it's just boring now. And that's like, okay. What do you do when you feel like that then? I mean, do you put it down and walk away from it, or do you just keep looking for more things?
Text my friends, call like my friends or meet up with them.
They're stuck on their phone.
What, the mummy is?
Yeah.
Mummies get stuck on phones and then they won't talk.
And daddies.
And daddies. Mummies and daddies get stuck on phones and they don't pay any attention to their children.
No.
What about my phone? Do I ever get stuck on my phone?
Yes, you do.
Okay.
I forgot.
Well, no, come on. It's like you have to say what you really feel. Do I go on it too many times?
Yeah, you talk too much.
I don't think I do talk on my phone very much. I do get stuck on some things. What do I get stuck on?
Computers.
Mm-hmm. What do I do when I'm stuck on my computer?
Just stay there.
I just don't move.
Yeah, boring. Boring.
Why is it boring if I get stuck on my computer?
I'm really fed up with that phone. I do that sometimes because I'm really fed up with having that phone. She just watches TikTok. And for some reason, when we're going to play a game and we ask if she wants to, she always says no, no. But she doesn't do it. She does do it if she hasn't been on her phone, because the phone makes her do bad things.
Do you want to talk to her?
When I want to play with her, and also it happens when we go to the beach. She says I don't want to get sandy
because I don't play with you.
No, you don't. You just care about your computers and don't even care about me playing with you. You just care about computers all the time.
True, it is true. But no, it's not true, because I want to play with you. But then I've got to do work sometimes. And why do I do work?
Because it's important.
Oh, well, I'm glad you said that, and not just because it gets money.
Have your teachers at school ever warned you? Have you ever had lessons where you sat down and talked about the bad parts of the internet and people have said, don't go to this site or don't go and look for that, and like, basically defence classes to help you?
No.
Never had that. Do you think that would be a good idea if teachers, if they told you about that sort of thing at school?
I'm not sure, probably. Okay.
Because you don't know, like, kind of all about what the bad stuff is?
I don't know.
Have you seen something on the phone, either as a message from a mate or something that someone shared with you or something that you found by accident that upset you?
No, not that I can think of.
Like an image or a story or a news or something that, like, really freaked you out and disturbed you and you thought, oh, that's really, really horrible.
Maybe, like, my friend could have, like, sent me a video, because we always talk about how we're both scared of clowns, and it was just like a video saying about how in like 2019 the killer clowns and stuff. That's all that I can think of.
Okay.
Because like, so she sent it to me because we're both scared of clowns and it scares her too. So it was like, and then she just found that.
But she was doing it as a joke, just as a laugh, like she wasn't trying to freak you out.
She wasn't like trying to freak me out, she was just saying that scared her, and she was showing me.
So in a way, was that kind of good and helpful? Was it like you actually used it to talk to somebody else about, hey, this is something that freaks me out, what about you?
Yeah.
Are you less scared of clowns now?
Kind of.
Okay.
Some phones are bad, because they have bad stuff in them.
But if you don't know, if you accidentally get onto a movie that you're not old enough to see, like if you're like a toddler, you'll listen to Harry Potter, the seventh one, it will be like really scary. And if you're watching number four, that would be really scary.
Well, how do you mean scary?
Because sometimes people accidentally search up these scary movies.
Mm-hmm. How did you know that? Did your mum and dad tell you that, or did the teacher tell you about that?
Everybody tells me about that.
Everybody tells you about that? What your friends do as well, that if you...
Not
you,
my friends, not little children.
Mostly grown-ups?
Yeah, mostly grown-ups.
Okay, good. So you could accidentally type something in and see something scary, yeah?
Yeah.
Are there some phones that are good?
Well, I'm sure the scientists will work on them.
How do you feel about things like AI, artificial intelligence?
I don't feel that good about it because I know them really powerful and they could do a lot of bad stuff to this world because they could be used for the wrong things, like to destroy countries with bombs.
Whoa, that's a pretty big statement, destroy countries with bombs.
And
but
they
you
could
really
advance
see
so mm-hmm. They could advance so much that they can make themselves into human-like figures and they could take over the world.
That's a really interesting thing. I really hope that doesn't happen, don't you?
Do you trust phones? Do you trust the things that are on them, like the apps and the companies like Google and Facebook and things like that? Or do you think that maybe they're up to something?
I don't know. Like, a few times I could have, like, searched up something, like a top or something, and then, like, the adverts for the exact same thing would come up on my Instagram. Or, like, I don't know, like, talk about something and then I'll see it come up or something.
How does that make you feel?
I don't know. Just weird. It's just weird.
It's just weird, yeah. I mean, weird in a bad way.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. If strangers were listening to you all the time, people that you didn't know, would you be uncomfortable with that?
Yeah.
So do you value the idea of privacy?
Yeah.
Phones and computers can be used for good things, and we talked about a lot of those. They could be used for a lot of bad things as well. Tell me what you know about the bad things that people, either you've experienced or seen, or you just heard about people using technology for.
I don't know.
Okay.
So how do you see computers growing with you as you grow into an adult?
I see them growing as me, because they're going to get more advanced, going to know more knowledge than they do already, be able to play more realistic games, and probably most likely going to use to do work and to do important stuff like keeping countries safe from hackers in different countries.
Oh, brilliant.
Because they have bad stuff in it that could control your brain.
It could control your brain?
Yeah, and make you say, has it got Facebook? Has it got Facebook?
So this next question is, do you think that you're in control of technology, or is technology in control of you?
I don't know, because both.
Both, okay. It's quite a good answer. Both. I think they can both be true, yeah.
How can you tell if something's good or bad on the computer?
Because sometimes they cannot listen to you when they should. So they do what you want them to do.
They do things that you don't want them to do, and that's bad.
Yeah.
But computers should do things that you want them to do.
Yeah.
Okay. That's very good, yeah. They should. Do you like to control them?
Yes.
Yeah. They shouldn't control you.
Yeah. And make sure that they're not wrong and they're not bad.
Teachers and grown-ups have never talked to you about, does the phrase, online safety mean anything to you?
Like, they might have said it, like online safety, about not sharing your address or something.
Okay. Not sharing personal details and things like that with, presumably, creepy strangers and things like that. But you know, these days, people are always trying to get your data off you, get information off you, aren't they, right? They're always saying, can you just fill out this thing? Can you just tell us your name? What's your name? What's your address? I mean, if you went into a shop to buy something and they said, can I just have your name and your email address, what would you say to them?
Probably just say no, because if they told me a reason, to send you our stuff,
yeah,
then I probably wouldn't be as weirded out. But if they didn't say anything, then I'd just probably just say no.
Yeah, but they always come up with some excuse, don't they? They always say, we want to send you our latest special offers or something. So would you feel confident in just saying to them, straight up, no?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. That is good. Because a lot of people don't. You know, a lot of people feel intimidated. They feel like they're being bullied to give up their information, and they'll just say anything to make that person go away. You know, how do you protect yourself online? So one of the ways is you don't share personal information. Is there any other ways?
Make my accounts private on Instagram and stuff. Mm-hmm. That's all I can think of. And on Snapchat, there's weird people. On my Snapchat, I have 50 people right now that have added me, and I don't know them, so I just don't accept their request.
Are there any other settings that you're aware of on apps, to do with location sharing or anything like that you've turned off?
On Snapchat, only my mum and my closest friends can see my location.
Mm-hmm.
So that, yeah.
If you were worried about something like that and you wanted to ask someone how to change it, or what does it mean for that setting, how does that affect my privacy, who would you go and ask?
Probably my friends. I don't know.
What, teachers or parents or grown-ups? Or would you go straight to, like, asking mates?
Probably wouldn't ask the grown-up.
Okay. Do you think that your mates are fairly knowledgeable about technology? Would you trust things that they had to say?
Yeah.
Do you know someone who's like a complete computer whiz, who's like a hacker or anything like that?
No, not really.
Okay. Have you heard these words, disinformation?
No.
Have you heard the word manipulation?
Tricking you into doing something with, I don't know. So I don't know how to explain it.
They're just trying to use you and make you do something, right? But usually something that's bad for you. What about the word radicalisation? What does that mean? Never heard that one. Right? Okay.
What do you want to do when you grow up?
Be a chemist.
And do you think that you will need computers for that?
Probably.
I can't think of any more questions. Have you got anything you want to tell me about computers and tablets and phones and what you know?
I just want to know what's the cutest animal in the whole world and what's the most poisonous snake.
So you could do research, you could find things out with computers, right, using the internet.
I don't need to know facts about Christ the Redeemer or anything from Rio de Janeiro.
Okay. Have you heard of Wikipedia?
Wikipedia.
Have you heard of a search engine?
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that.
Okay.
You get to search up and it tells you what, it answers a question like, how old can you live up to? And that is the most powerful question. I don't even know how much people live up to.
100 maybe, fair enough.
My mum told me maybe 1,000.
1,000? Only if you're Master Yoda, I think you can live up to 1,000. I don't think a normal human can live up to 1,000. Are you going to try?
If I wish I can.
Hey, maybe you can. Maybe you can be the first person who does that.
I can wish to stay seven forever.
So that's why we destroy bad phones and have good phones. And to destroy the Empire. I think that's done for now. Can we just end this now?
Right, we could do some Lego for a bit.
That's it for today. We'll be back in episode 2, asking more questions that only a 5-year-old child is smart enough to answer next time. Until then, this is Ed Nevard signing off for The Cyber Show. Thanks for listening.